From WYLL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson, in for Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, June 21st. Coming up, we'll learn more about a changing agriculture industry that includes jobs that are more science-focused and accessible for people with every level of education. We'll hear that story from Harvest Public Media in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. Illinois Congressman Adam Kinzinger says he's received a death threat for his role in investigating the January 6th insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. The Canahan Republican told ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos the threat was mailed to his house from, quote, the local area. The letter says Kinzinger, his wife, and their five-month-old son would be executed. Kinzinger says, quote, until we get a grip on telling people the truth, we can't expect any differently. Several Chicago-area counties have been lowered to medium risk level for COVID-19 transmission, based on Centers for Disease Control and Prevention benchmarks. Mawa Iqbal has more.
The counties include Cook, DuPage, Kane, and Lake. They're seeing case numbers and hospitalization rates drop from last week. But as summer festivals and holidays like Juneteenth and Father's Day draw near, health officials are still urging residents to be careful. Dr. Emily Landon with UChicago Medicine says healthy adults can get COVID and have lingering symptoms.
There are patients that I see, patients that I talk to, that want advice on how to feel better. They currently can't do their job to the same degree that they used to, that they're suffering from a lot of symptoms.
The state saw a 10% uptick in cases after Memorial Day weekend, according to the Illinois Department of Public Health. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
A recent book reveals how a gay couple concealed their relationship from the public eye, but not their racism. Robert and John Greg Allerton are the founders of Allerton Park in Monticello. According to University of Kansas professor Nicholas Surrett, the Allertons claim to be a father-son duo to hide their gay relationship for decades. He says letters from the University of Illinois archive reveal the couple's racism.
They insisted on traveling in certain places where they would not run into people of color or Jews. This is, of course, weirdly ironic because they traveled all over the world where all they did was interact with people of color. They just didn't want their fellow travelers to be Jewish or African-American.
Surrett says the couple's messages represent the prejudices of wealthy white men in the 1900s. He says John was also a member of the Ku Klux Klan chapter of the University of Illinois during his time as a student. Still to come, we'll learn more about jobs in agriculture that don't fit the stereotype, that instead focus on science and often don't require a degree. That story from Harvest Public Media is next on 217 Today.
Masterpiece's Ridley Road was inspired by the startling rise of neo-Nazis in the midst of the swinging 1960s London culture. Starring newcomer Agnes O'Casey as Vivian Epstein, the series tells a story of a young Jewish hairdresser who secretly infiltrates the British neo-Nazi hierarchy. Her loyalties are soon tested as she risks her life for love and country. Learn how you can stream the entire series right now at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Farrah Anderson, in for Brian Moline. When people think of jobs in agriculture, they might think of traditional jobs on a farm. But over the past few decades, the industry has changed. Now, there's a real need for people who are interested in science. Kate Grumke reports on a new crop of ag jobs that don't fit stereotypes.
A parking lot with office buildings in suburban St. Louis is also lined with something surprising. Rows of huge greenhouses. This is the Donald Danforth Plant Science Center, a research institute that has created an ecosystem of scientists devoted to studying plants. In a lab in one of the buildings on the campus, people are sitting at stations lined with trays of bacteria cultures. You can hear the hum of freezers and the buzz of a labeler. They're working on a bacterial product for plants used in agriculture.
It's almost like a probiotic for a plant.
That's Natalie Brakefield, the Vice President for Research and Discovery at New Leaf Symbiotics, a biotechnology startup. Although this is a science-heavy job, not every position here requires a PhD. New Leaf has some hands-on lab positions that just require an associate's or a technical training program. Brakefield does have a PhD, but she says she came to this field in a roundabout way. She had a molecular biology degree but didn't really have any experience with plants before starting her first job as a lab technician.
Well, I knew I liked science. I didn't really know these kind of jobs existed. And that was my first real introduction into working with plants. And then I actually just fell in love with it.
It worked out well for Brakefield. But that's a key challenge for the agriculture industry, making sure people who like science know about these types of careers. Kim Kidwell sees this firsthand as an associate chancellor at the University of Illinois and a former dean of the College of Agriculture.
When people meet folks that work in the ag industry, they're often shocked about what they actually do for a living.
Kidwell says the ag industry is changing. Jobs are more science-focused, and they're available for people with every level of education.
You know, there's a lot of engineering, there's a lot of business, there's a lot of computer science, there's so many things that underpin what we do in food and ag, and people just don't connect the dots. What we're hearing is there's an incredible demand for scientists at every category.
That demand for workers is also being felt at Corteva Agriscience, which is a global company that produces things like chemicals and seeds. Corteva has about 500 open positions on its website right now. Almost half of those don't require a four-year degree, says Ann Holliday, Vice President of Human Relations.
We are growing as a company, and so we need more than we ever needed before from a talent perspective.
Back in St. Louis, a program is trying to fill that worker pipeline by training students to work in labs. Elizabeth Bodeker runs St. Louis Community College's Center for Plant and Life Sciences.
Each have one pellet.
She's handing out materials to her students for a class exercise.
You'll need that too, but.
Bodeker says even without a four-year degree, the grads of her program are in high demand.
You are getting some solid foundation, and there is a huge workforce demand right now. So the odds are pretty good. You're going to get a job at the end.
One of her students is Kasia Vanyoka, who was exposed to agriculture early. She's Polish and grew up on a farm. Vanyoka has always been interested in science, but has an untraditional education background. Over the years, she had taken classes at different institutions in the U.S. and abroad, but never finished a degree.
But it's fine because everybody's education takes different pathways, and I think this is important to recognize that not every pathway is good for everybody.
Vanyoka says she's glad to have finally found her field. She's working part-time at a plant science startup as she finishes up the community college program. After that, she says she wants to keep doing research in microbiology. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Kate Grumke.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. It reports on food systems, agriculture, and rural issues. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be sunny and hot with a high of 98 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Katie O'Connell, Mawa Iqbal, Harrison Malkin, Sydney Wood, and Kate Grumke. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Farah Anderson. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.